Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. It's the 4th of February 2014. And I've got the lovely JN2N with me.
Hello. You shocked me then, that was a bit loud.
Sorry. Today's subject for February is: has health and safety gone mad? What things could you do as a child that is now thought to be unsafe? I don't know. Getting grammar wrong. That was unsafe when I was a child, and now seems to be perfectly good. So. But that's not health and safety, is it? No. Health and safety. What could you do as a child?
Well, you could ride a bike without a helmet on.
Ride a bike without a helmet. We were talking about that the other day, weren't we?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ride. You could go in the back of the car without a seatbelt on.
Yeah.
I remember many times.
Sleeping in
the back of the car, lying.
Yeah, me too.
Straight out on the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
Never did me any harm that I'm aware of.
Yeah, but we didn't have an accident, did we? Well, we didn't.
No.
So, that would have been the harm, otherwise, I suppose, no. What else? Well, we were encouraged to play with Conkers.
Conkers, yeah.
And I don't remember any special safety equipment.
Why? What do they have to do with
Conkers? Well, no, you're going to always these stories now. That, I mean, I don't know whether something happened, that a child got injured playing with Conkers, or someone threw a Conker at them or something. But then that's anything. If you throw anything at somebody's face, they're going to get injured, aren't they? So I don't know why it's so dangerous with Conkers these days, but you always have these stories about the children aren't allowed to play with them anymore, or would have to wear safety goggles or whatever.
Safety goggles?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure I've seen stories like that in the press. I don't know whether they were sort of exaggerated, but yeah.
Is that because the children are too stupid to hold the Conkers at a suitable distance from their face, or is it in case they shatter?
I don't know. I told you, I don't know. I don't know whether something happened, or I suspect that a lot is done these days in the name of health and safety when they're really just worried about litigation, you know, in case something happens. But a lot of it is just, you know, if something happens, then it is an accident. And, you know, I mean, I think health and safety is perfectly well placed if you're working with, you know, if you're doing something on an ongoing basis, if you're working with dangerous substances, or if you're doing lifting, whatever, you know, then that's perfectly good that you should be shown how to do this without injuring yourself or others, and how to do it safely. You know, that's perfectly fine. But the rest of the time, I think it's just a box-ticking exercise a lot of the time. You know, I mean, certainly with what I saw at work, it seemed to be very much sort of what the Green Party in Germany is known for. You know, they're known for just objecting to everything, but don't actually have a better solution.
You got injured at work. I've never been injured at work. You did?
Did I? Oh, yeah, I had something fall on my head, didn't I?
You had something fall on your head,
yeah,
a big
that was
pole.
Exciting. Yeah.
I'm not talking about a Polish person, I'm talking about.
No.
A piece of.
That probably would have been less of
pipe
an injury.
Work thing.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. See? Pipe work. It was. We were assembling. You've interrupted my thought now.
The curtain rail thing, no.
Coat rail for an event, yes, and someone let go and it ended up on my head.
It bonked you on the head, poor thing.
Yes, I know, I had to go to A&E and everything.
Yeah.
And someone held two fingers up at me to check whether I could see double now. Anyway.
How rude. Which way, this way or that way?
Can't remember. Yeah, but did they do a safety, you know, and this is a good example. Did they do a sort of safety assessment? No, they didn't. You know, it was an accident, and I wouldn't go and say, oh, I got injured at work, and have to, you know, I mean, that's just silly. But yeah, my point was that the things where we had to do health and safety at work, somebody would come round with with a lot of paper that you had to either read and sort of sign that you've read it and that you're aware of it all. But they would do things like, oh, you're not allowed to have all these cables under your desk because you could trip over them or whatever they expected to happen. And it was like, well, yeah, but there's lots of computer equipment, etc. You know, what is your idea where these cables are going to go? And they could never suggest anything. They just sort of said to us, you're not allowed to have them, or you have to be careful about them, or whatever. And I was like, well, thanks, but what's the point of telling me that if you're not actually doing anything to remedy the situation? Then, you know, I've lived with these cables before you came along, and nothing's happened, and I'm still going to, you know, and they just don't take, oh, that's the risk, whatever. You know, and things like that I find completely pointless. It just annoys me, that kind of thing, because it's like somebody's going around with a sheet of paper and they just tick a box and they're not required to think anymore. It kind of replaces common sense in a lot of cases. You don't have to actually think, right, what would I do in this individual case and make a decision and use your own judgment. No, you get a box. And I mean, we know how, you know, giving someone a standardized form, how well that's going to work in life. I mean, we're all individual. Every situation is individual. So obviously it's not going to work giving you a standardized form. But they don't allow for that. And they don't allow for people to use their own judgment and common sense. And I don't know whether there's kind of some kind of feedback effect, because a lot of people also very quickly claim, oh, I've been injured and now I want money for this, even though it was an accident. And you cannot prevent all accidents. They just happen. That's life. Because otherwise you can't go out. You can't do anything. Even if you just spend your day sitting on a sofa, something could fall on your head. You never know. You know, you can't prevent everything. So, and when something happens, you just have to deal with it. But it doesn't mean it's always somebody else's fault. But I don't know. But it's somehow they just, yeah. So the health and safety just doesn't help in a lot of cases. And I think in a lot of cases, they're just, I don't know, they're just trying to cover in their backsides. Nobody sees them because they can say, oh, look, we've done the risk assessment. But actually, I have seen risk assessments and they're completely worthless. Even people going round and just going, yeah, okay, we know where this is, yeah, okay, tick, you know, and actually, yeah, but we need to do something about this, or this is not actually sensible in this case. Oh yeah, but it says that on the form, so if we tick this, we're all right. I mean, for heaven's sake.
That was a really good rant. Thank you. I really enjoyed that.
Thank you.
Do you feel better good. Now?
No.
Do you know, I heard somebody at work.
Well, you the... with your...
No. Oh, come on, it sounded like you were going to rant again. Go on, carry on. You with your...
You work. Health and... You know, you health and safety. You know, and I've seen your desk. Can I say this for publication? How your screen is propped up.
Yes, go on then.
Yeah, to make sure that it's the correct height for your line of sight, yes. Which it should be.
Yes.
Yes. And how is that done? Is that done safely? No, it's done by putting several sales catalogs.
Sales catalogs.
To prop it up to the right height.
Just call it what it is.
What do you call it?
The Argos catalog.
There you go.
I have a collection of Argos catalogs.
Yeah. So is that safe? No. So why does that get ticked off? Somebody could just come along, you know. I mean, that could just get easily dislodged. I mean, that's not, you know... That's not a safe way of doing things.
I was talking to somebody at work, and their partner works on a building site, and he was helping somebody else with some scaffolding, and got the scaffolding pole must have been being stood on by the other, on the other side or something, and it went flying up, smashed him in the jaw, and he's lost teeth and ow. Split lip, and is going to have to get the tooth taken out and a cap put in there, and it's going to cost £2,000 or something crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, but hopefully, do you work think that's
it's just an accident, and therefore the builder should just grin and bear it if he can grin with
no, but I mean
state
that's,
of his mouth is in now.
And no, but that's different. I mean, they work in this kind of industry, so first of all, obviously, you know, they will have certain safety procedures. So. You know, but that's working in sort of a dangerous area. But I mean, hopefully the employer will have insurance for their employees for something
insurance,
like that to happen. So
you've hit the nail on the head. So
and
insurance.
They should have insurance for that.
So what
surely?
About insurance? So if a company is insuring yeah. itself and it's getting to is working with an insurance company to insure against accidents in its workplace. Do you think the insurance company might insist that somebody goes around with a clipboard and does an assessment?
Gee, that's what I did at the preschool. What do you think I did every year? I went around with a and did a risk assessment because of the insurance company.
There you go.
Yeah, see? But that's also how I know what these risk assessments look like.
So what I'm saying is, because people will have accidents, companies have to have insurance, and because companies want to keep the price of their insurance down, they have to do these assessments and audits and things. And they have to sign themselves off that they've done these assessments. Therefore, and that's why it's necessary to have people going around with clipboards. QED.
Well, I needn't have ranted then.
It was entertaining rant.
Well, I'm glad you're entertained.
I thought it was very good. What about all the things that you can't do when you're pregnant now? Like smoking and drinking.
What do you mean can't do now?
And smoking.
You should be smoking anyway.
Smoking. I know it's when you're a child.
Especially when you're pregnant.
When I was in my mother's womb, my mum used to smoke. Because that then... it was a good idea to smoke when you were pregnant because then your baby would be smaller and therefore you'd have a less painful birth.
God, yeah, I think that's still going around, that rumour.
Yeah, see?
Smoking, I was lucky, my mum stopped while she was pregnant. Peanuts. Yeah, but that's going the other way soft again,
cheese,
isn't it?
Homemade mayonnaise, raw eggs.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Partly we're also victims of research moving on and, you know, we finding out about... more things that are dangerous. It's like the smoking in the car thing when children are there. You know,
my mum used to regularly smoke in the car at me. I used to sit in the back and
again,
I'd have all those
lucky mind.
All those cigarette fumes were flowing from the open window straight into my face.
Yeah, of course. That's the other thing I don't get. I mean, people should just sit in the back for a bit. I mean, luckily I was already a grown up, but I've sat in the back when with friends in the front and they had the windows open and they got out and they didn't, you know, they were still complaining that it was hot and they didn't get any air, whereas I got out of the car and looked like I just had a perm because I So I can just, you know, and I've seen, I mean, cigarette smoke is very lazy. It just stays, you know, where you are. It just sort of lingers in the air. So my mum would always just sit on the sofa and smoke, and then the smoke would just be at sort of head height, my head height, and just linger. And then I just gone and I just washed my hair, and I had very long hair, and then I would crawl under the cloud so my hair wouldn't smell of smoke. Didn't really work. She always told me off for being silly, but I didn't want to smell like that because I thought it was disgusting.
Yeah, me too.
And, you know, and it's still didn't work. And... the other thing was, I had middle ear infections as a child. Well, now we have research that tells us that there's a link to secondhand smoke in children and ear infections.
Ooh, so health and safety is actually good then?
Well, that's what I mean. You know, we have more research now that tells us, oh, if you do this and, you know, then you have this effect and whatever. So... yeah, but I think they're still, you know, going a lot of... I mean, maybe in a lot of cases it would be, you know, sort of certainly in a private home, it might be easier to just, you know, go with the information route and tell people, and then they might just, if they use their common sense. But that's the thing, it's not required to use common sense anymore, are you? You just, you know...
yes, common sense.
You get told what you should do, and you get micromanaged by all sorts of people, and... you just wait for someone to tell you what to do. You don't have to actually think about things yourself anymore.
And there we come full circle. Well, that's been... I've really enjoyed this exploration of the subject. Thank you, darling.
Thank you, I think.
You look slightly more annoyed than you started.
I probably just have another rant off boo or something.
What are you going to rant about next?
I don't know. It
doesn't look like it's been very cathartic for you. It's more like it's wound you up.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay, right.
Well, we might as well stop because it's quite a long boo, so yes, we mustn't take up too much listening time.
No. But I think it was worth it to listen to you rant. That was a fantastic monologue there. Thank you very much for being
you
on my...
you enjoy that.
Yeah, thank you wonder, for being on my boo.
You wonder whether anyone else made it this far.
Toodle-boo.
Bye-bye.